What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What a song to come out of talking to this dream maker, Ike Winter, who is a local wood artist here in Milwaukee. We had him on the show a couple weeks before the NFL draft because this guy was commissioned to make all of the 32 teams' logos that you probably saw on TV walking down the tunnel, the actual prospects, the athletes' tunnel.
Once their names were announced, they were picked.
You would see them, which was cool. And all of this is made from discarded wood that he finds off the side of the road.
So your dresser could have been at the NFL draft.
It could have been.
Ike Winter.
Ike Winter is back.
Appreciate you guys.
And
thank you.
Ike, you had one of the biggest moments of the NFL draft when prospect Travis Hunter went number two. And what did you see him do?
I mean, we saw it live pretty much. Yeah, he went down the hallway and just so passionately slapped that Jacksonville Jaguars logo.
And this is a logo that you said was probably the toughest one to make when we had you in last time?
It was the toughest and my favorite logo of the whole. Like, I said that numerous times before this all happened.
My reaction as I'm watching the draft is, yay, he slapped. Whoa, careful.
Yeah.
I spent a lot of hours on that thing.
So tell everybody what the creative team with the NFL have said to you now since they've seen all of these athletes get all excited about like hitting the logos.
I mean, we were all kind of standing there watching it live, me and the creative team. And I mean, eight players that night interacted with the art on the wall. They either slapped it or bent down next to it and screamed and yelled. You know, it's such a passionate moment for them and the life-changing moment for them. And because of that, the NFL, they kind of leaned over and whispered in my ear. They're just like, you realize that we can never have flat art on the draft hallway ever again because of this moment. Like, because of what we brought to life collectively, me and their team. They're just like, this 3D art concept and the guys interacting with it might be the new standard.
That's so amazing.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And for them
right.
to have hired a local artist like you too, that's a really big deal for the NFL to do that.
It is. It's, I mean, they're pretty intentional about the draft. They work year round on it. So literally next week they start on Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Like next year. Yeah.
The team I worked with. Yeah. They kind of explained to me. So They found me like 6 months prior to the draft, and then they hit me up like 3 months prior, and they were pretty much just hoping I said yes to the project. And I mean, after this weekend, we kind of opened up about all the behind the scenes and, you know, what they had to go through. But for them to choose local was an honor.
Spot on.
Do you think they're going to keep choosing local artists?
I think so, yeah.
Well, how cool that you've sort of blazed the trail for that to happen and how interactive they all were. But you were rubbing elbows with all kinds of people. You were sitting there basically on the draft stage in amazing seats. They took really good care of you. What was one of those moments where you're like, somebody pinched me. I can't believe this is happening.
I mean, that was the past 7 days. I don't really know
all
what just
it.
Happened. What's his name? Who got drafted by the Packers on Saturday? I forget his name right now. Baron Sorrell. The guy texted me, the NFL texted me. He's like, hey, are you at the draft? I'm like, no, I'm just kind of walking around. Like, I didn't have anything to do. He's like, well, the pick is in Green Bay, and he just slapped your art on national TV.
Heck yeah. Oh, yeah, he did.
So I was like walking through the grounds, you know, I was by Lambeau, and you know how much walking it was this weekend. It was a lot.
It was a lot of walking.
A lot of walking.
Day one was 19,000 steps on my watch.
And literally, so he got drafted. I kind of walk him. I watch him walk out onto the stage and, you know, everyone reacting. And then I just go back to my, like, I don't want to say green room, but backstage. And I'm walking back there, and he and his family are walking towards me.
Cool.
Yeah, and I was just like, I'm like, dude, I'm like, by the way, that was my artwork that you just slapped, and he just gave me the biggest
That's
hug.
That's so
cool. I'm like, dude, welcome to Green Bay, and his family was so just emotional, and I'm like, dude, like, just welcome to Green Bay, and like, that was such a cool thing you just did for the city, so.
It was very, 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 very cool.
Seeing him 3 minutes after he was just drafted.
Electric.
Very emotional,
Potentially,
too.
Like, the first photo with him, and yeah, as a Green Bay Packer, is just like,
that is wild,
yeah.
Dude, that is so wild. Good
so
stuff.
So, we want to chat with Ike, because he also had a pretty incredible moment with some Packer players that you know, and the most maybe unexpected award was given to Ike, and it had nothing to do with his art. And this was an award he beat Amon Green. He beat like Dorsey Levins over this
These
award.
Are solid athletes. No offense, my brother, but still, you know,
I got you.
You'll hear more coming up, but first, these words from our sponsor.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You definitely need to follow Ike Winter on Instagram if you don't already, because he is the local Milwaukee artist, the woodmaker that made all of the 32 logos of the NFL teams for the draft. He's back in studio. And Ike, before we get to the award that you won, not even tied to your art, by the way,
yep.
What were you telling us when all of the off the air here, when all of the draft picks would hit your logos,
art. Your logos
your
and your art.
You said it was awesome, but
it was awesome, but we were, you know, nervous in the moment. Is something going to break or fall off? And but we were also excited. We're like, if that happens, that kind of is a cool national moment. And like, the art was not built or secured for guys
to slap,
you know,
it
200-pound guys to be slapping as hard as they can,
right?
But it was such a cool moment of the draft and a cool experience to be a part of the draft with all that, you know.
So where is the art now? I mean, you don't get it back.
I open somebody's hands. Yeah, the NFL owns it.
Okay.
I mean, they're talking about it today. I know that what we thought. I mean, it's just a whole different ball game now with it. So we'll see. They kind of have an initial plan. I don't have to be super incorporated into it. I'm just, you know, trying to involve myself and pitch it. I'm like, hey, this is
what you did.
A talk of it, and it's a viral moment for the NFL as well as me and. I was
your videos have millions and millions of views now. Everybody's
like,
talking about it.
It's like 10 million on my channels just since Thursday night. So,
And what's so exciting about that, Ike, is what you stand for. Yes, you're an artist and you're a creative person, but you are someone that has openly talked about, even in these interviews, your mental health struggles and how you went and you got help and how you found some therapy through art and how you are putting beauty into the world from discarded wood, like turning something that people would say is trash into a treasure, which is really what so many of us are as people. Like we're people that may go through some dark stuff and people may say, oh, you're no good, but you actually have something inside you that is important and you should share.
And that's always going to be part of the message, no matter,
which is huge,
no matter how big it gets or where this takes me. Like my journey that I can speak to, that is my mental health journey, you know, putting Milwaukee on the map, like all those things that are ingrained in me within this journey aren't leaving anytime soon. You know, like
that's so great.
When I had my media day at the NFL, there was 100 cameras, and this was unexpected. I got to speak for 3 minutes in front of all the media. It was 100 cameras on me. And me and my agent talked a little bit about like, hey, what are the talking points today? And what are we going over? And I was just like, just let me riff and do my thing.
Yeah, let you do your thing.
And it transitioned into me talking about my mental health journey 2 years ago. And, you know, to speak in front of millions of people like that, like it's just, it's part of it. And you can't, I don't want to ignore that. Like posting all the highlights are cool, but you can't ignore where I was 2 years ago.
And that's,
like, that's not realistic for the average person. And I'm an average person, you know?
And that's like, important really because are. Representation matters. People look up to you and say, look where he's at, look what he's doing. And but for you to say the journey
I'm
of how you got there.
I'm just a kid from Milwaukee that just started doing something one day, you know? Like it's.
And it was recognized.
Yeah.
And boom, here you are.
Yeah. And I'm
but now you're on a big platform.
And I'm
to
grateful
be able to talk
for it. But I'm not discrediting where I was 2 months ago or 2 years ago, you know?
Like, that's what makes you genuine and down to earth is that you're like, you remember where you came from. You remember what it was like, and now, boom, you got this great message for a lot of people who can sit there and go, you know what? Kind of felt like I was there, or I feel like I'm there. Look what Ike did. Yeah, not everybody is going to be able to, you know, be ingrained in the NFL like you are with this NFL draft and all your artwork, but there are good things for people. There are things to look forward to.
Yeah, and it comes down to your mental health journey. It comes down to being from this city. You know, it's everything. Like,
sure.
You want to make it as relatable as possible. And I'm literally just a kid from Milwaukee who decided to start cutting wood one day. And I think that that message, after, you know, doing what I'm doing, is going to resonate with some aspiring artists or entrepreneurs in this city and just people trying to do stuff, you know? And
it's
And I want that message to be there always.
It's so, so true. Ike Winter, we've got to mention, though, you were asked, you had no idea you were going to be a part of this celebrity flag football game at the NFL draft. How many touchdowns did you score?
I had like four or five touchdowns. I had three by the half.
Let's go!
He had a bloody knee. He had a bloody knee. He's also playing with Dorsey Levens, Amon Green, and after all is said and done, the Woodmaker got what award?
I won MVP of the celebrity football game.
Yeah, Woodmaker!
Exactly.
Dude, that's so cool.
We are so happy for you, Ike. And you can follow Ike at Ike_Winter on Instagram. And Winter is WYNTER. Or you can check out his art. And he even has pieces right now up at the Iron Horse Hotel. That's at IkeWinter.com. What's next for you? I'm sure the opportunities are endless now that you've gotten international attention for your art.
I mean, it's... You know, last night I drove home from Green Bay and I went straight to my art studio. And
taking a break from art? No, I don't go to the studio.
I come from a very heavy work ethic family. And it's not like, oh, I have to go to work today. It's I get
you
to
want
go to work. Yeah,
yeah,
I fully, you know, I'm embracing this moment and I like seeing out opportunities like this, like what happened Thursday night is kind of just the start of the next thing in a sense, you know, so. You know, I'll be in my studio tonight. I have like two projects I personally want to build, and I'm sure in between some interviews and, you know, some things I have going on here the next few days, I'm just going to start diving into like things I want to build. And I just have to cut a piece of wood today too, because I can't, the past 2 weeks have been interviews and the draft and like, but you can't forget what you're doing.
Where
like,
you
I'm
came
a,
from.
I'm a wood artist. Like
yeah,
I have to go
work.
To cut wood today, and it's probably going to be the best feeling ever to throw on some music, turn off my phone, and just cut a piece of wood is going to be like, okay, yeah, this is what I do at the end of the day.
And therapy, process everything therapy. That's happened, too, to take it all in.
Yeah.
It's been a lot.
Yeah. I mean, I've never had something like this happen in my life to this caliber. So it's, I'm taking it minute by minute. I'm not overwhelmed, but I'm not, you know, I'm just taking it very just
well,
like,
he's still,
chill.
He's still
not
here.
Level.
He's still here just in a hoodie, just hanging out,
yeah.
just being Ike.
He's a regular dude, man.
And that's what we love about you. Authenticity
yeah,
will always win. We're proud of you. You're proud that you're from Milwaukee. And thanks for doing what you do for Milwaukee and drawing attention to our little city here that's sometimes in the shadows of the big city.
Right.
But
yeah.
We deserve all the attention, too. And you also do, Ike. So thanks for joining
you're
us.
You're a man.
Appreciate you guys.
Ike
Thank
Winter.
You.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals.
Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.